Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington.
Members are talking. We're walking through. I think we'll find our way to get there.
That's Congressman Kevin McCarthy. After three rounds of voting Tuesday, he was unable to secure enough votes to become Speaker of the U.S. House. CBS's Nicole Killian has more from Capitol Hill.
Some conservatives saying they don't trust the GOP leader and believe he represents the status quo.
Maybe the right person for the job of Speaker of the House isn't someone who wants it so bad.
The California Republican tried to put on a good face, hoping to win over skeptical hardliners, privately making an impassioned plea in a GOP meeting that he earned the speakership.
They'll try again later today. CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest on the condition of the Buffalo Bills player who collapsed on the field during a game Monday night against the Cincinnati Bengals.
In many parts of the country, public figures and ordinary people were thinking of Damar Hamlin.
I'd like to have a moment of silent prayer for Buffalo Bills, Hamlin.
As Ohio Governor Mike DeWine asked for that moment of silence, Hamlin remained in critical condition at a Cincinnati hospital.
From the west to the south, many parts of the country are dealing with severe weather, ranging from flooding to tornadoes. CBS's Mark Strassman reports.
Drivers from the Dakotas through Minnesota are experiencing blizzard and whiteout conditions.
I try to avoid driving too fast.
Here in Alabama, this volatile storm system will linger for hours, and the threat of tornadoes will stay real for parts of the state all night long.
As California prepares for more heavy rain, large sinkholes are appearing around the San Francisco Bay Area. More from KCBS radio reporter Matt Bigler.
One sinkhole shut down the entrance to the Oakland Zoo, and another 20-foot-long monster south of San Francisco swallowed a parked SUV.
We saw the car just going down.
The vehicle is likely a total loss, but neighbors are more worried about their homes if the pit gets any bigger.
A man arrested in the killings of four University of Idaho students has agreed to be extradited from Pennsylvania to Idaho to face charges. CBS's Michael George is covering the case of 28-year-old Brian Koberger.
CBS News has learned a family pool of DNA from an ancestry database was used to link the Washington State University criminology graduate student to the scene of the murders, 15 minutes away from his school.
Sheriff's deputies are saying injuries suffered by the Academy Award-nominated actor Jeremy Renner while using a snow tractor to free a snowbound driver appear to be the result of a tragic accident. Renner was run over by his own snowcat tractor. He's now in critical condition. This is CBS News.
No, nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You'd never knowingly feed your pup mystery meat or spoiled grocery store food, so why are those some of the most common protein sources in kibble today? Yep, the dog food ingredient, meat meal, can be made of spoiled supermarket meat and packing plant scraps.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. Your dog needs a biologically appropriate diet similar to what they would eat in the wild. That's why I developed Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw food made with premium cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Bailey is 12 years old. He has been on your food for 9 bags now.
Nature's Blend is pantry safe and has zero artificial preservatives, additives, filler, or meat meal.
He's got more energy, able to run around and play when our grandson comes.
For a limited time, save 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Marty or text Marty to 511-511.
I can't thank you enough. He's 12 and I'm enjoying every day with him.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
When a student lacks basic needs like food, clothing, and learning materials, attending school can be a challenge.
And that can make it impossible to thrive.
At Communities in Schools, we address this issue by ensuring that students have everything they need to re-engage in learning.
Access to technology and school supplies.
And even emotional support.
By bringing communities of support to students, we are achieving equitable learning conditions.
And that's what Communities in Schools is all about.
Learn more at communitiesinschools.org.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father.
I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter weather advisory continues until 10 a.m. this morning. Lows around 33 overnight under cloudy skies with a mixture of precipitation likely. Winds out of the east 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 34 tomorrow, a mixture of precipitation likely. 28 tomorrow night, snow showers likely. About an inch of snow overnight through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. It's a whole brand new year. And on this day in 1925, January 3rd, 1925, Benito Mussolini declared himself the dictator of Italy, El Duce. I don't know how do you say it. I don't speak Italian, but anyhow. He was the supreme leader. Kevin McCarthy aspires to the same today. In a weird twist, there are some Republicans who are talking about, well, you know, when Hakeem Jeffries is put up for the leader of the Democrats, maybe we'll just vote with him and make him Speaker of the House, and then we'll have somebody we can fight with for the next 2 years because, say, hey, we're Republicans. We don't actually have any policy proposals. It's absolutely crazy. We've got a lot to talk about today. When will Republican voters wake up to their own oppression? I want to get into that. That's my op-ed for today over at HartmanReport.com. Will Kevin McCarthy's disastrous day cause a blue wave for the Democratic Party? Or, you know, does he have the courage and the strength and the, well, I'll get into that in just a minute. Where is Donald Trump going to flee to if he's actually indicted for something that carries serious prison time? Or will he flee? I don't know. We'll talk about that in this first hour. In the second hour of the program, what does the Santos candidacy and swearing in say about the Republican Party? And also, in our second hour, Canada banned foreigners from buying homes in Canada. Can or should America do the same? I believe we should seriously consider this. And we'll get into that in the second hour. In the third hour of the program today, the Republican vote tracker revealed. And how did far-right extremist groups infiltrate the Secret Service? This is an interesting question. We'll dig into that in the third hour. It's just you and me all day, no guests, which is in many ways my favorite kind of day, although sometimes we've got some pretty brilliant people on this program, I've got to say. But so a lot to talk about. Andy Biggs, who is the guy who has officially challenged Kevin McCarthy, just sent out an email moments ago, 8:55 a.m. This morning, Pacific time. In fact, Sean's on his mailing list, and she's on a lot of right-wing mailing lists. I've largely absented myself from them, to paraphrase Jefferson. But anyhow, he wrote this morning, Kevin McCarthy does not have... Now, keep in mind, Andy Biggs is like one of the five no-Kevin votes, right? He does not have the values, the backbone, or the courage to stand up to Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer. Like most establishment Republicans, he sees conservative voters like you and me as the real enemy, and he'll stab us in the back every chance he gets. And then at the end of his article, he says, just $30, anything you can afford, will make sure Congress knows the stakes and feels the heat. Come through for this nation with an emergency gift. In other words, he's asking for money, Andy Biggs. These guys... they can't stop grifting even in the middle of a grift. Steve Schmidt, who knows Kevin McCarthy, knows him personally, has known him for years, Steve Schmidt, the guy who ran John McCain's campaign, a Republican strategist, former Republican strategist, publishes a newsletter on Substack, steveschmidt.substack.com. And in his op-ed today, he notes that we have just begun the 247th year of independence in the United States of the 118th Congress. And he has some things to say about Kevin McCarthy. He says, Kevin McCarthy, and by the way, the vote is starting now on the floor of the House, but we don't expect any. I'll keep you up to date on the results as we go through the day here, I'm not expecting any amazing things to happen immediately. But Steve Schmidt says, Kevin McCarthy is a liar. He is a shameless man who lacks character, grit, toughness, resolve, courage, and all the worthy attributes that are the cornerstones of political leadership. He is corrupt, arrogant, and weak beyond all description and measure. He is a pathetic figure who is held in contempt by the men and women he is begging for votes. By the way, I don't know if you caught it this morning. Joe Scarborough on his program went off on a rant about how, you know, what Kevin McCarthy really should do. And Joe didn't frame it this way. I will frame it the way I think. Let me get to what Joe said first. Joe went through this whole thing about how, you know, McCarthy needs to just say, okay, you guys, you wanted all these concessions from me. You wanted the, you know, motion to vacate the chair. You wanted the ability to just raise your hand and call into question my leadership. And I said, okay, fine, I'll give you all that stuff. But you're still not voting for me. You're still sending out fundraising emails calling me a spineless coward. So screw you. I'm not going to do any of those things. You're not going to get your way. And you damn well better go along with me, because if you don't go along with me, you're going to get nothing. And threaten them. Now, the frame that I would put on that, Scarborough's was just basically, hey, you know, he needs to do a power play. I would say that because the people that McCarthy is trying to speak to, the people like Andy Biggs and people like him, are themselves authoritarians, are themselves fascists. Kevin McCarthy needs to use the language of authoritarians and fascists if he wants to whip them into shape. I just don't know if he has it in him. I mean, the guy's just a wimp. But, you know, we'll see. Anyhow, as Steve Schmidt says, he's a pathetic figure who is held in contempt by the men and women he's begging for votes. He is their prey, and each predator looks at him and smiles at his weakness. The only question at hand is one of advantage. Do the various factions believe they will advance their own agendas more salubriously by steamrolling the weakling or making one of their own the speaker? And then the former Republican consultant who spent his whole life getting Republican politicians into office writes, the Republican majority is a rogues gallery of sociopaths, imposters, criminals, liars, and unworthy men and women who will sustain the United States in a constant state of chaos, uncertainty, and nonsense for the next 2 years. Amen. SteveSchmidt.substack.com is daily or regular newsletters, not daily, but from time to time. So, you know, McCarthy lists all the concessions he's going to make for everybody. This is yesterday or the day before. And everybody applauds him. And Mike Rogers says, now this is new. He says that McCarthy's now playing hardball. He's saying if you don't vote for him, you're not going to get a committee assignment. Well, if you don't vote for him, he's not going to have the power to give a committee assignment. He's lost, according to CNN's count, 18 votes. He's officially lost 5 votes. He needs at least 4 of those 5 votes. He needs at least 1 of those 5 votes. He can afford to lose 4 votes. He needs 20. He needs 218. There's 222 members in the Republican members in the House, and he's got to get to 50% plus 1. So he's also. We also understand that he's going to do this by roll call. Typically, the leadership is not done by roll call, but. You know, it's been 100 years since there was a contested leadership fight in the House, and so that's what's happening. So he's going to have each person stand up, and they'll be called by name, and they will have to stand up and say what they do or don't do. And, you know, we'll see where this goes. It's kind of a civil war. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, who absolutely knows which side her bread is buttered on, right? She's like one of those authoritarian followers. Keep in mind, this is a woman who made her reputation in Georgia politics following around teachers and harassing them about what they're teaching in school. Seriously. And, she's like a professional troll. And she's now a big supporter of Kevin McCarthy because she knows where the power is. She knows he's going to end up with the power, and she wants to have committee assignments again. She hasn't had any for 2 years. She's been out in the wilderness. Oh, man, it is getting very entertaining. Up next, when will Republicans' voters wake up to their own oppression? I want to share my thoughts on that with you. And then, you know, I'll pick up your phone calls on these and whatever other topics are on your mind. The Republican rules disorder. Oh, I've got to also tell you what McCarthy is promising. We'll get to that in a minute, too.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I mean, it's actually quite breathtaking what the Republicans are planning to do if they follow the stuff they've laid out so far.
My dog was scratching and shedding like crazy around the house. When I heard about Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, I thought, why not? Couldn't hurt. We literally tried everything else. Our dog quickly took to it, and after a couple of weeks of adding Dynavite to his food, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and he almost completely stopped shedding and itching. I can't wait to see how well it helps him with his allergies as the seasons change and he's in the yard more. I'm so glad I tried Dynavite.
My dog smelled so bad and scratched herself constantly. We bathed, sprayed, and bathed her again, but no results. And then I heard about Dynavite supplements for gut health, and all of the reviews sounded just like my Bella. After just 2 weeks, she had major improvements with the smell, and no more scratching or dragging her stomach across the carpet, and her coat is more beautiful than ever.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream.
We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmannReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmannReport.com. Remember the last time you had two great nights sleep in a row? Still thinking? I've been sleeping better than I have in years thanks to my Cozy Earth sheets, the softest, coziest sheets ever. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. 13 years and over 5,000 five-star reviews later, they've never wavered on that promise. That's one reason why Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things list 5 years in a row. Another is their luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo. Cozy Earth bedding is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear and pajamas, or their new bath collection, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. And be sure to check out their limited edition linen bamboo bedding collection. Plus, every bedding item comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote, so get cozy now! Save 35% on Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at checkout, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. And welcome back. Okay, my rant today over at... the Republicans' Rules of Disorder. I just wanted to share this with you very quickly. This is just breathtaking. Robert Hubble summarized these in his Substack newsletter this morning. I subscribe to a bunch of them. There's like about 40 of them that I subscribe to. Anyhow, this is the list of things that is on McCarthy's punch list right now. Requiring the January 6th committee to turn over all of their documents to the Republicans in the House of Representatives instead of the National Archives, number one. In other words, the Republicans want to, shall we say, fact check the January 6th committee, or that's how they would say it. You and I know what that actually means. Number two, they want to eliminate the House staff labor unions. This was something Nancy Pelosi brought in, allowing members of the House of Representatives to join or form labor unions. And a number of them did in Democratic, for Democratic members of Congress. I believe there are no union members among Republicans. I could be wrong, but he wants to eliminate them anyway because Republicans hate labor unions. Number three, he wants to implement changes to the Office of Congressional Ethics that would remove Democrats from that board and make it harder to staff. This is how Forbes described it. In other words, we're gonna do nothing about George Santos, nothing at all. He wants to investigate the origin of the coronavirus. Right. China, China, China. He wants to prevent the House from automatically suspending the debt limit when they pass a budget resolution. He wants to require a supermajority of 3/5 of the House to raise taxes, which, by the way, violates the Constitution. And he wants to establish a cut-as-you-go policy, so anytime they spend additional money in any part of government, including the Pentagon, they've got to cut that money someplace else, like, say, Social Security or food stamps. Brilliant, huh? Okay, my op-ed over at HartmannReport.com today is titled, When Will Republican Voters Wake Up to Their Own Oppression? And here's basically the storyline that I put together for this piece. Republican voters are being screwed by Republicans, right? I mean, this is a fairly straightforward assertion that's not hard to back up. You've got desperate workers struggling with increasing rents, in part because of Republican donor hedge funds buying up properties all over the country. You've got a lack of health care. 12 Republican-controlled states still refuse to expand Medicaid, for example, which provides, health insurance to people who earn under $15,000 a year and don't have benefits. It's literally killing American workers. Wages have flatlined since Reagan. Americans pay 10 times as much as Canadians, for example, for the same drugs. And, at the same time that Trump and his buddies in the Senate and the House, his Republican buddies,
borrowed $1.7 trillion in your and my names to give a tax break gift to his billionaire buddies. Student debt passed the $1.7 trillion mark. So, you know, it's like we could have paid off all student debt in America, and instead Donald Trump gave that money to the billionaires. So, you know, it's like it's fairly clear that the GOP is regularly screwing their own voters. But their own voters keep going along with it because mostly of race. Richard Nixon started this with the Southern Strategy back in the 70s, really. Well, it was 60, 68. And that Southern Strategy was, you know, let's bring in the racists and do this thing. And, you know, and build the party based on that because the Democrats are giving up the racists. This was this, you know, 64, 65. And it's really, it's kind of held. But there's two parts to the Republican Party, and this is the thing that most Republican voters don't understand. It's like a pyramid. The bottom part of the pyramid, the bottom four-fifths of the pyramid, or 90%, 95%, 99% of the pyramid, is the Republican base, the voters. And these are basically white people who are, you know, just fine with white privilege and male privilege and all this other stuff. That's the base of the pyramid. But the capstone, the ones who are really calling the tune, the ones who are dictating and defining what the policies of the party will be, this is a relatively small group of right-wing billionaires and CEOs. And they, frankly, don't care that much about race because they don't have to encounter black and brown people in their daily lives. They live in mansions, you know, unless they happen to be servants. They live in mansions with, you know, separate guest quarters. They fly on their own private jets. They vacation on their own private yachts. So, you know, race isn't their issue. That's the base's issue. So they, you know, they manipulate the base, basically. But their issue is keeping their taxes low and deregulating their businesses. And they've gone through a couple of iterations of how to manipulate the base. The most recent was the Tea Party in 2009. Now, this was all, you know, because we elected a black man as president and broke the brains of the base. And so the Tea Party was really all about, oh, my God, there's a black man in the White House. Have you noticed? But now they've got, you know, this new shtick. You know, the Tea Party is gone. And you know, how is this going to play? Now they've plastered freedom all over everything, right? They've got the Freedom Caucus instead of the Tea Party. It's the same thing. It's the same billionaires funding it. Which brings us back to the basic question, and I'll ask you this. When will Republican voters wake up to the fact that the GOP's billionaire funders are screwing them?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I mean, I get it. Some cynics might say the answer to that question is never. What do you think? Do you know Republicans? Are they starting to wake up? Is this helping in any way? You know, is this chaos in the House?
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Is the cost of college weighing you down? Don't worry. There is a ton of untapped federal financial aid available right now. The University of Wisconsin system has financial aid experts across the state waiting to help you finish the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. Go to wisconsin.edu for more information, and FAFSA will show you the money, but only if you fill it out. Sponsored by the University of Wisconsin System.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time. Go to mercyships.org today.
I lived alone and was having problems with my landlord. He's a creep. One night I'm watching TV and I hear my landlord letting himself in. Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
I'm just here to fix your fridge and spend some time together.
Get out. I'm reporting you.
Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, we're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. So the police should be reaching out to this community. And this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter weather advisory continues until 10 a.m. this morning. Lows around 33 overnight under cloudy skies with a mixture of precipitation likely. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 34, tomorrow, a mixture of precipitation likely. 28 tomorrow night, snow showers likely. About an inch of snow overnight through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
The care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. Oh, Welcome back. Wow, what a day. What an amazing time, right? All this strange stuff. I want to just toss out one other question here before I pick up your phone calls. And also, you know, if there are issues that you would like to discuss that extend beyond the topics that I've laid out today, feel free to give us a shout at 202-808-9925. But the other question that I wanted to put on the table for this first hour that I didn't get to in my first half hour was, where will Donald Trump go to avoid prison? I mean, it's now that Jack Smith is coming for him, and this guy, I mean, he just like looks like a total badass, you know? I mean, it's like, you do not want this guy being the prosecutor who's coming after you. He just got like a 25-year prison term for some Serbian war criminal. He's just like, phew. And that was on his way out of town, right? On his way out of I guess it's, he's in either Holland or in Belgium. Amazing. Okay, so where does Trump go to flee prison? You know, this is based on the assumption that the U.S. Department of Justice actually indicts Donald Trump. And I'm personally expecting this to come in the next few months. You know, we'll see. But, you know, if this happens, he will not be able to buy his way out of it. He will not be able to threaten his way out of it. He won't be able to tweet his way out of it. He won't be able to BS his way out of it. So he needs to get out of the country fast. Where does he go? And how does this play out? I think if he flees the country, it actually works to his benefit in some ways. What he will do is, you know, what other tin pot dictators have done when they've lost power is he'll set up a government in exile. And my guess is it would be either Dubai or Saudi Arabia, because he's got good connections and lots of money there. But, you know, it's possible he could go to North Korea. It's although there's no Kentucky Fried Chicken or Big Macs in North Korea. Maybe Viktor Orban would love to have him in Hungary. But, you know, Ferdy Marcos' son or grandson is now running the Philippines. Maybe Tunisia or Nicaragua or Iran. You know, Iran would be a country that probably would love to have him have him visit. Interesting speculation. Richard Lang, by the way, put together a piece sharing some of his thoughts on this and came up with some interesting phrases about Donald Trump. He refers to him as the Tangerine Palpatine, Clownigula. He says this would be Voldemoron. Voldemoron to Russia with lard. Oh, man. Anyway, I don't know. Where is he going to go? What's he going to do? We'll find out. Let's pick up your phone calls here. John in Bellingham, Washington. Hey, John, what's on your mind this morning?
I'm kind of curious. I was reading a headline about the Republicans are talking about getting rid of the House Ethics Committee.
Yeah.
Or at least pulling the teeth out of it, right?
Yeah, they're going to take all the Democrats off it by instituting term limits, because most of the long-standing members are Democrats.
What I'd like to see the Democrats respond with is perhaps the Department of Justice opening a new House Ethics Oversight Committee, because the reason that the Republicans get away with this kind of stuff is because their base never finds out. And draining the swamp was a big deal for them. It pulled a lot of votes for them because everybody wants to get rid of the, you know, most of the voters want to get rid of the corruption.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of the regular people that are voters, they want to get rid of the corruption. And somebody saying that they're going to do that, that doesn't have appeal. But of course, the Republicans have no real interest in getting rid of the corruption.
Yeah.
They just use it to get their votes. The best way the Democrats can draw attention to it and swing the narrative, at least for, you know, a few news cycles, is to have the Department of Justice say, well, since they've gotten rid of their oversight committee, we're going to have an influence peddling office, you know, and open a new office of the Department of Justice that just looks at influence peddling.
You know, I totally get what you're saying, John.
The Democrats have to...
Here's the problem with what you're saying, and that is you're asking the executive branch to do oversight of the legislative branch, and outside of overtly criminal activity, that's the Constitution is pretty clear about that. But the point that you might not have thought of that I think the argument that you're making is why the founders were so emphatic about there being a free press in the United States. Why the First Amendment says that, the government shall not interfere with the free press. That they viewed the press as that agency, that institution that would provide that oversight to Congress. And, sadly, our press has been consolidated and corrupted, but, go ahead.
I'm not saying we should open an office. I'm saying that's how we control the narrative and make them defend their decision to gut the House Ethics Committee.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a good way to do that would be for the president to speak.
Otherwise, they'll just get Joe Biden talking about it. All he has to do is suggest that maybe the Department of Justice needs to look at what they could do about it. They don't actually have to do it. They have to swing the narrative. They have to control the talking points for at least a news cycle so they can get the message out there, because otherwise the Republicans, the middle class people who have voted for Republicans because they wanted corruption ended, because they promised to end corruption, they'll never find out about it because they're only listening to Fox News, and the only way to get them to talk about these kinds of things are
I got it. You're getting redundant here, John. I got it. Your point is well made. And like I said, I think this is the job of the media, but officially, probably not. But anyhow, Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Tom. Happy New Year.
Bronx.
Yes, it is. Yep. 12:30, in fact.
Yep.
12:40, I should say. In answering your question, if Republicans are waking up, I would say slowly but surely.
Yeah.
And I look back at, looking back at 2016, that's where they were all rallying behind Trump. But then we saw what happened in 2018 with the election, 2019, 2020, we voted him out. And then 2022, when the Republicans wanted to say, we got a big red wave coming up, that was proven to be false, even though we lost the House by a slim majority due to the doggone gerrymandering. But then now, when you look at the fact that, well, you just said, Trump is really up you-know-what's creek, like you had to say to Trump, it sure sucks to be you. And now you're looking at George Santos facing likely criminal charges for fraud, if I can use that term in a broad sense, added to the other stuff that they're investigating him on. I don't know if he was sworn in yet, but, playing the same game as Trump. And then there were a couple of disturbing stories in the New York Daily News about the Proud Boys being ushered through the subway turnstiles by the NYPD. NYPD let them skip the fares where they were ordinarily arrested the average person that hops the fares.
Right. This is after were trashing one of these drag shows. I totally get it.
Yeah.
First of all, the question is, has the Republican Party had their electoral failures over the last 4 years, really, in a big way? To what extent are those the result of people being disenchanted with Trump, which is one theory, people being upset about the Supreme Court decision on abortion, that would apply to this election cycle, which is another theory, or to the premise that I laid out earlier, which you're responding to here, Michael, which is that the big money people who run the Republican Party really only have one interest, and that's screwing the workers. I mean, Voltaire said the comfort of the wealthy depends on there being a substantial number of poor people, or words to that effect. I don't have the exact quote in my head, but it's in my article actually today. And I think that, the leaders of the GOP get that. So that's one question. And then the other is this whole divided government thing. I was, yelling at my radio this morning when on NPR they were saying, they had somebody on who was saying, well, when the American people choose divided government, what they're choosing is, and they do this from time to time, and what they really want is they want there to be a debate between the Republicans and the American people didn't choose divided government. Gerrymandering is the only reason that Republicans are in control of the House, as you pointed out just a moment ago. And you know, this whole mythology of the American people chose divided government is such BS. I was just gobsmacked. I was just astonished to hear NPR promoting that horrible, horrible lie. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, but Tom, when you add, you might want to add to that, that since these are the same Republicans that want to keep saying, never forget 9/11, never forget the police officers, never forget first responders, but look how many times they screwed them over, even when it came to the health care.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, and they
like,
and they don't talk about cops anymore.
Democrats.
I mean, after
we
go ahead.
After January 6th. After January 6th, yeah, they're not supporting the cops anymore. And people like you and me and other Democrats, we have to keep reminding people of that stuff because it keeps happening over and over and over again. And then next thing you know, then we have another 10% that gets screwed over, and then another 10% that's screwed over. Then we have to ask, whatever happened to remember the Lord? Whatever happened to remember the fallen, as you always lecturing to us? So we got to bring it right back to them.
I'm with you. Michael, thank you. Thank you for the call. These are all big questions, actually. You know, I mean, why is the Democratic Party winning? Why are the Republicans losing it? I have another theory, too, which is that Democrats have given up on neoliberalism.
Listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And I think that is probably the number one thing that is motivating people to vote right now, particularly young people, which is another thing to throw into the mix. Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about. Savor delicious Cajun cuisine in New Orleans and experience the roots of rock and roll firsthand in Memphis aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony, taking in the scenery as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Artificial preservatives, cardboard-like fillers, mystery meat meal. I don't want my dog eating any of that. But many commercial dog foods are packed with these ingredients, which have been linked to health issues that can negatively affect your dog's lifespan. That's why I'm glad Louise found Nature's Blend. It's a premium freeze-dried raw food from Dr. Marty, a renowned veterinarian who's worked with celebrities and countless dog parents to support the health and happiness of their older dogs. It has zero artificial preservatives, fillers, meat byproduct meal, or any junk food ingredients. Instead, it contains premium cuts of meat, omega-3-rich seeds, and antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. It's designed to support your dog's youthful vitality, easy digestion, healthy skin, and to help them experience a happy, active, full life at any age. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to one additional text stop. Welcome back. Picking up your phone calls here, John in Gary, Indiana. Hey, John, what's up?
How's it going, Tom?
Good.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Back at you, John.
In answer to your question concerning the Republicans getting it that they're being screwed, I think that that's almost the wrong question because I know you've lived in the South. I'm from the South, and I think I've heard you quote LBJ several times from back in the day. That as long as you sell a white man the idea that he's doing better than a black man, you can pick his pocket.
I've heard
you say that. Yeah, many times. I don't think that, particularly in the Deep South, that will ever change. Mm-hmm. So what I do believe is that independents who are pretty well educated are able to see the shift towards authoritarianism and care enough about democracy in their station in life that they know that that's not a good thing. And these are the independents that would vote Republican, number one. And I think that is one of the reasons why I don't like to call them midterms or congressional elections that we just had went as well as they did for the Democrats, despite all of the, the red wave talk and all of that. And I also think that one of the keys to figuring if Republicans will shift in their view regarding that question is watching DeSantos, because he's going to have to, in order to get to the right, and I don't know, we can't predict how much of a factor Trump is going to be in the next couple of years in terms of him running for president again. But I think watching DeSantos it may be true that he's going to have to get to the right or at least somewhat at the same level as Trump on civil rights and particularly immigration.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, he's, I mean, DeSantis already did this thing where he was parading 10 black men or black people, actually a couple of women there, too, in handcuffs for voting while, you know, voting while black, basically. I mean, you know, he's, but there's, exactly. there's a question about, in my mind, anyway, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, John, the power of racism as a political weapon. I think the power of anti-black racism within the white community as a political weapon, I think fades when the economy gets better and strengthens when the economy gets worse, because the Republican message since the 60s has been those black people want your job. And when a lot of white people are concerned that their job might be going away, then, you know, oh my God, those black people, or those brown people for that matter, you know, the Hispanics. And as people feel like their jobs are more secure, and certainly that's, you know, people are getting that feeling right now. I mean, the economy's been pretty strong, although it's going to start getting bad, I think, this new year because of the Fed. But it, my sense of it is that the power of just these racial, these naked racial appeals waxes and wanes with the economy. I'm only talking around the margins. I'm not talking about a 60 or 70 or 80% shift. I'm talking about maybe a 5% shift, you know, in the white electorate. But what are your thoughts on that, John?
I'm not sure I hear exactly what you're saying, but it seems like from my remembrance, I was born in the late 50s. So in the 70s, I was, you know, a teenager going into adulthood. And I remember after the civil rights, the 70s were pretty good for black folks. And there was a backlash to that in several respects. From my own personal experience, the evidence is that when the economy is good, and that, you know, that cliche about all, you know, all boats rise, you know, the rising tide lifts all boats.
Right.
There's a segment of the population that reacts, you know, to that negatively.
Oh, that's an important point that I hadn't considered.
So. I mean, it's hard to say. I still think that independents and even some Republicans. I mean, you know, you've got the Lincoln Project,
right,
and others in the Republican Party who are trying to hold on to democracy. So I think that watching them and independence and how they swing in terms of the upcoming elections is going to be a key factor. And again, DeSantis, if he goes hard to the right, watch out.
I think he's already there, but yeah, I absolutely get what you're saying. John, thank you. Thanks very much for the call, and thanks for listening to the program. We'll be right back. We'll continue the program here with DeSantis.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5